ऋषिरुवाच एवं स्तवादियुक्तानां देवानां तत्र पार्वती स्नातुमभ्याययौतो ये जानव्या नृपनन्दन एवं स्तवादियुक्तानां देवानां तत्र पार्वती स्नातुमभ्याययौतो ये जानव्या नृपनन्दन सो हियर We have to remind ourselves again and again that in between the Rishi comes. Rishi is said to be talking to the king because this whole story has been being narrated by the Rishi to the king and the merchant. The king Suratha and the merchant Samadhi. And the Rishi is Sumedhas. Hope you remember all the names. We have not forgotten this. The Rishi Sumedhas has been talking to the king Suratha and the merchant Samadhi. Now the Rishi is addressing the king. Therefore, Rishihi Uvacha. Rishi said to the king. So what happened now? The Devi gave all the Devas bowed to Devi. That was happening. So now Rishi is in between talking. Hey Nrupanandana, Nrupaha means king. Why king is called Nrupaha? Naran Pati iti Nrupaha. Naran Pati iti Nrupaha. Manudrugale kaakkindravan. Therefore king is called Nrupaha. Naran Pati iti Nrupaha. And Nrupanandana also means joy of the one who brings joy to his citizens and pleases them by protecting them. He is called Nrupanandanaha. Or you can say the joy of his family. Even though he is a king, he brings joy for his vamsha. Therefore, he is called Nrupanandana. Mean, O son of a king. That's the mean. Or, O king, O prince. That's the mean. Hey Nrupanandana, O king. Hey Nrupanandana, O king. Evam. First level is Evam. In this manner. In which manner? In the manner said above. In this manner. Stavadi yuktanam. Now, in this manner, devanam, evam in this manner, devanam, stavadi yuktanam. Even though the word devanam means of devas, it means you should take it as in this manner, when the devas were involved in praising Devi. In this manner, when Devas were involved in praising Devi, or glorifying Devi, bowing to her. When Devas were involved in praising, glorifying and bowing to Devi, in this manner, Tatra, there, Parvati Devi, Janavyaha Toye. See, the word Toyam means water. Janavi means Ganga. Janavyaha Toye, in the water of Ganga, Snatum to bathe, Abhyayav had come. Abhyayo came, had come, Abhyagatavati. Abhyayo, you can say Abhyagatavati. So Parvati, that time Parvati had come to bathe in the water of Ganga. Gangayaha toye, Gangayinudaya neeril, kulippadarkaga Parvati angu vandhal. Tatra Parvati, அப்யாயோ பார்வதி ஆகச்சத் ஆகத்தவதி அப்யாகத்தவதி பார்வதி அப்யாயோ பார்வதி ஹட் கம் ஃபார் வாட் கிமர்த்தம் ஸ்நாதும் டு பேத் வேர் கங்காயாக தோயே இன் தி வாட்டர் ஆஃப் ரிவர் கங்கா. ஓகே, வென் டிட் ஷி கம்? தேவானாம் ஸ்தவாதி யுக்தானாம் ஸ்தவாதி யுக்தானாம். When the devas, when there was involvement of devas, that's the meaning. When there was involvement of devas in their bowing, worship, praising, glorifying Devi. That is the meaning of this verse. So when they were praising in this manner, Parvati came there. This is the story. How were they praising? Namastase, 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 namo namaha. Namastase, 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 namo namaha. This is how they were praising her. They were bowing to her, praising her, glorifying her. Oh, she who is in the form of Shakti, she who is Namalakshmi, she who is Namav, like this, they're praising her, glorifying her, they're bowing to her. So when devas were involved when there was involvement of devas in this manner, worshipping and praying and glorifying to Devi, there came Parvati to bathe in the water of Ganga. Ganga is called Janavi because she flows through the ashram of Rishi Jannu. There's a Rishi called Jannuhu, Jannu Kanya. Ganga's another name is daughter of Jannu Maharshi, Janavi. Because she was flowing through the hermitage of river Rishi Jannu. Jannuhu is the name of a Rishi. Jannu Rishi. And the Jannu Rishi Nodaya, because Ganga is flowing through the ashram hermitage, and she is looked upon as the daughter of Jannu Maharshi. Jannu Kanya, she is known as Janavi. Okay, that's extra side note. Now we'll go to this. Now Parvati came there. So what happened when Parvati came? You see. Sabravitan.
Stava. What is that stava, Swami?
Stava means praising. Stava abhyukti. Devas kidrushaha devaha. Stava abhyuktaha devaha. So Parvati came there, then when there was involvement of devas in the air, worshipping, praying and bowing to her. Stavaha means stotra, means stavadi, stava adi, etc. Their involvement was there in praising. Stava adi, etc. etc. means what? Bowing to her. When there was involvement of devas in praising, glorifying, bowing, etc. stands for bowing. Stavaha means praise. Adi, etc. Yuktaha, they were endowed with. When there was involvement of devas with their worship, prayer, bowing, etc., there came Parvati. It's okay? Okay. Stavadihalalli avari iruvaga. You know, nana gutta kadar maathathir nana. Okay. Okay. Sabravitan suran subhruhu bhavad bhistu yate traka sharira kosha tascasya சமுத்பூதா ப்ரவீச்சிவா சாப்ரவீதான் சுரான் சுப்ரூர் பவத் பிஸ்துயதேத்ரகா சரீர கோஷதஸ்சாஸ்ய சமுத்பூதா ப்ரவீச்சிவா. Now, okay. Now we have the word sa. Sa means that Parvati Devi. Saw that Parvati Devi Sa aval. Sa Parvati Devi. Parvati is not there. Sa means Parvati Devi, who had come to bathe in Ganga, that Parvati Devi. Subhruhu. Subhruhu means, bru means eyebrow. Subhruhu means she who is of beautiful eyebrow. She who has beautiful eyebrows is called Subhruhu. Subhruhu sa Parvati. Parvati who is endowed, who has beautiful eyebrows. Alagiya puruvangalai udayaval. Bruhu means eyebrow. Subhruhu means shobhanam bruhu yasyaha. Sushtu bruhu yasyaha. She who has beautiful eyebrows is Subhruhu sa Parvati. Subhruhu is adjective of Parvati. Sa. Alagiya puruvangalai udaya aval. Subhruhu sa. Tan suran. Tan suran. Tan suran. Those devas. Tan suran. Objective case for tan suran. Those devas. Objective case. Tan suran abravit. Abravit means said to. That Parvati of beautiful eyebrows said to those devas. Said to those devas. Spoke to those devas. Abravit. Sonnal. Actually, he spoke to them means he actually inquired. Enquire means he asked. She asked. Abravit literally means she spoke to them. What did she speak? Atra bhavadbihi kastuyate. Atra, here, bhavadbihi, by all of you, kastuyate, who is glorified? Who is glorified by you all here? Inge, atra, bhavadbihi, by all of you, by you all, ka stuyate, who is worship, who is praised. It's a passive voice sentence. Ka stuyate bhavadbihi, who is praised by you all here. Thus asked Parvati, asked those devas. Parvati asked those devas. So direct speech. Sabravitan suran subhruvavad bistuyate traka. Sharira kosha taschasya samudbhuta bravichiva. Then what happened? She asked the question. Asyaha cha and asyaha sharira koshataha. Asyaha means her. Asyaha avaludaya. Ivaludaya. And asyaha her. Kosha, sharira koshataha. From the body, from her own body. Sharira koshataha means from the body. From her own body. Samudbhuta. Originated. Samudbhuta originated. Shiva. Then from her, when she asked, from her own body originated another Devi called Shiva. And she, abravit, she replied. The two abravits are there in the sentence. Abravit, abravit means said. First, Parvati said to devas in terms of asking, who is glorified by you all? When she asked, asyaha cha sharira koshataha. Just now I told you, chatu panchami atte tasal. Tasyaha sharira koshat. Tasyaha sharira koshataha. From her own body appeared. Samudbhuta appeared, originated another Devi called Shiva. And that Devi appeared. She asked the question, from her own body, another Devi called Shiva appeared and she replied. She said, Tasyaha, Asyaha, Sharira Koshataha Samudbhuta, Abravit Shiva, Abravit Shiva. See, Abravit Shiva, Sandhi. You have to remember the Sandhi. Abravit Shiva, Abravit Shiva. Got it? Must make it Sandhi. Abravit said, Braviti says, speaks. Braviti, present tense verb. Abravit, past tense verb. Abravit Shiva, Abravit Shiva. Who is a Shiva? Shiva, the another Devi who appeared from Parvati's body itself. And she spoke, means she replied. Okay. Stotram mamaitat kriyate shambhu daitya nirakritaihi. Stotram mamaitat kriyate shambhu daitya nirakritaihi. Devai sametai samare nishumbhena parajitaihi. Stotram mamaitat kriyate shambhu daitya nirakritaihi. Devai sametai samare nishumbhena parajitaihi. He says, samare in the battlefield, nishumbhena parajitaihi, who were defeated, nishumbhena, by nishumba the demon, parajitaihi means by those people who were defeated. Parajita means defeated. Past passive participle. Parajita, defeated. Parajayati, defeats. Parajita, defeated. Okay. Nishumbena parajitaihi. By those people who were defeated by Nishumba, the demon Nishumba. And then, Shumba Daitya Nirakritaihi. Shumba Daitya. Daitya means demon. And then, Nirakrita. Nirakrita means chased. Rejected. So, see, by the Devas, he says, that Devi who came out of Parvati was telling, by the Devas, Devaihi, Sametaihi, Devas have gathered together, gather here. All these, by these Devas who are gathered, who are these Devas? Who were chased away from heaven by the demon Shumba, who were defeated by Nishumba. Okay, Shumba and Nishumba, she was mentioning. These Devas were defeated by Nishumba, chased away by Shumba, chased out of heaven by Shumba. By these Devas, Stotram is kriyate. Okay, the worship, the praising, glorification is done. Stotram kriyate, glorification, praise is done. And then by who's done? My praise, Mama. Mama Stotram kriyate. Simple answer. The Shiva came. Hey, Parvati, why are you asking? Listen to me. They praise of me. Praise of me is done by this Devas. Mama etat stotram kriyate. This praise is of me. This praise is of me. Ennudaiya stotram seyyapadugirathu. Ennudaiya thudi seyyapadugirathu. This glorification done is of me. And his glorification is done by whom? By these devas who have gathered here, who were defeated in the battle by Nishumba, who were chased away from heaven by Shumba, and now who have gathered here. And by these devas, my glorification is done. Is it clear? Whose glorification is done? That was Parvati's answer. And before devas told, from Parvati's body itself, another devi came out. Who? That is, one Shakti is there in Lakshmi, is there in Parvati, is there in Saraswati. Is it clear? One Shakti alone is there in three devis. There was that Shakti is one and the same. The Shakti came out, jumped from Devi's, Parvati's body, and she's called Shiva Shakti. And she said, hey, my glorification is done. Finished. One sentence is enough. My glorification is done. Mama stutihi kriyate. But she wants to say, Mama stutihi kriyate. What is implied? They were chased out of heaven by Shumba. They were defeated by Nishumba in the battlefield. And by this, they have all gathered here. Sametaihi, it's all adjective. Kidrushaihi devaihi amastotram kriyate. By which sort of devas glorification, my glorification is done. That is said here. So, imas samaram means battlefield. Samare means yuddhe. Samare nishumbena parajitaihi kama. Shumbha daiti rakrutaihi. Sametaihi devaihi. Etat mama etat stotram kriyate. Is it clear?
Swami, what is Sametai? I missed that. Swami.
Sameta means who have gathered together.
Okay, thank you, Swami.
Gathered together. Sametana, ondru koodiya, ondru sernda.
Okay.
See, Sameti. Yeah. Sangata, that's the meaning. Who have associated together, gathered together. Sametaihi devaihi. Okay, next. Sharira kosha yattasya of Parvatya nisrutambika.
Srutambika.
Sharira kosha yattasya of Parvatya nisrutambika. Kaushikiti samasteshu tato lokeshu giyate. Kaushikiti samasteshu tato lokeshu giyate. Sharirakoshat yattasya parvatya nisrutambika. Kaushikiti samasteshu tato lokeshu giyate. See, when you write a sloka, Sharira Koshad, Dakara comes because of this Sandhi rule. If you break it, it becomes Takara. Da goes, Ta comes. Sharira Koshad Yattasyaha. When you write, separately write it, Koshat. No. Tasyaha Parvatyaha. See, Tasyaha Parvatyaha means from that Parvati's Sharira Koshat, from that Parvati's body. Tasyaha Parvatyaha Sharira Koshat, from that Parvati's body. Nisruta. Nisruta. Nisruta means what? Emerged. Nissarati is the verb. Nissarati emerges. Nissarati. Sarati moves, Nisarati emerges. Nisrita emerged. So, Tasyaha Parvatyaha Kheira Koshat Nisrita. So, she emerged, this Shiva emerged from the body of Parvati. Yat. That yat means due to that reason. The Shiva emerged from the body of Parvati. Tasyaha Parvatyaha Sharira Koshat Nisrita. Yat. That. Due to that reason. Yat stands for Tasmat Karanat. Due to that reason. Tataha. Tataha. From that time onwards. Tataha. Thereafter. Literally, you know what meaning of the word Tataha. Thereafter. From that time onwards. Due to that reason. Ambika. Samasteshu Lokeshu. Ambika means the Devi. The Devi. Samasteshu Lokeshu. In all the worlds. Samasteshu in all. Lokeshu in the worlds. In all the worlds. Kaushiki iti giyate. Kaushiki iti giyate. She is sung. Giyate means she is sung as Kaushiki. She sung as Kaushiki means she is glorified as Kaushiki. She is known as Kaushiki. She uniquely called as Kaushiki. See, giyate is a past, sorry, present tense passive verb. Giyate is sung. She sung as Kaushiki when from that time onwards. Why? Because she emerged from Parvati. Therefore, thereafter, Ambika Devi in all the worlds is known as Kaushiki. Kaushiki iti giyate. Kaushiki endru potrapadugiraal. Okay. Tasyam vinirgatayantu Krishna bhot sapi Parvati. Tasyam vinirgatayantu Krishna bhot sapi Parvati. Kaliketi samakhyata himachalakritashraya. Tasyam vinirgatayantu Krishna bhot sapi Parvati. Kaliketi samakhyata himachalakritashraya. Tasyam vinirgatayantu Krishna bhot sapi Parvati. Kaliketi samakhyata himachalakritashraya. Now, tasyam vinirgatayam tu. Krishna, okay, this tasyam vinirgatayam is strilinga shabdaha, feminine gender word, you know that. Sati saptami. Tasyam vinirgatayam tu. When Parvati gone out, when Parvati had gone out for bathing, understood. Vinirgata means gone out. Vinirgachati goes out. Gachati goes. Vinirgachati with the two prefixes. Vinirgachati goes out. So vinirgata had gone out. Tasyam vinirgatayam. Aval veliye sendirunda podu. Ka sati saptami. When Parvati had gone out, implied, what did she go out for? For bathing. So tasyam vinirgatayam tu. When Parvati had, tasyam parvatyam vinirgatayam. You can write within brackets parvatyam. Tasyam parvatyam vinirgatayam tu. When Parvati had gone out, within brackets, to bathe in Ganga, Krishna sa Parvati api. Krishna sa Parvati api. Sa Parvati api. That Parvati Devi also. Sa Parvati Devi also. And who is Parvati? Krishna. The dark complexioned Parvati. That Parvati Devi who is of dark complexion. Krishna means who is of dark complexion. Parvati also. Kalika iti samakhyata. Parvati was also, well, Parvati also well known, became well known as Kalika. Samakhyata abhut means what? Became well known. Samakhyata, well known or known as. Well known as Parvati, Kalika. Kalika endru sirappu petral. Well known as Kalika. So that dark complexioned Parvati also became well known as Kalika. Himachala Kritashraya Abhut. Himachalam means Hima Achalam, snow mountain. The mountain of snow is called a Hima Achalam. Hima means snow. Achalaha mountain. Himachalaha, mountain of snow. Mountain covered by snow. Himachalaha. Krita Ashraya. Himachalaha ashrayaha ashrayaha kritaha yaya sa himachala kritashraya. And Devi abhut, Parvati became the one who had himachala as her abode. Parvati became the one who was of the abode, who had Himachala as the abode. Means then Himachala, she made Himachala as her abode. When Parvati went out to bathe in Ganga, she also, the dark complexioned Parvati also, became well known as Kalika, who made Himachala as her abode. Himachala Kritashraya Abhut. Imayamalayai Thanudaiya Iruppidamaga Kondavalaga Aanal. Okay. Tatombikam Param Roopam Bibhranam Sumanoharam. Tatombikam Param Roopam Bibhranam Sumanoharam. Dadarsha Chando Mundascha Bhrityau Shumbhani Shumbhayoho. Tatombikam Param Roopam Bibhranam Sumanoharam. Dadarsha Chando Mundascha Bhrityau Shumbhani Shumbhayoho. Tatombikam Param Roopam Bibhranam Sumanoharam. Dadarsha Chando Mundascha Bhrityau Shumbhani Shumbhayoho. You break it. Tatombikam, if you break it, tataha ambikam. Tataha thereafter. Then, shumbha nishumbayoho. I want to go to, next word is shumbha nishumbayoho. Tataha thereafter. Shumbha nishumbayoho bhrityau. Servants of shumbha and nishumbha. Shumbha nishumbayoho bhrityau. Servants of shumbha and nishumbha. See, possessive case, dual, is what? Shumbha shumbasya nishumbasya shumbha nishumbayoho bhrityau. Two servants of shumbha and nishumbha. So, thereafter means what? Parvati went, Parvati asked, then Shiva came out, Shiva said, they did the praising of me, then Parvati was known as Kalika, then she made Himachala as her abode. Then what happened? Then, Shumbha Nishumbayoho Bhrityau, two servants of Shumbha and Nishumbha, who are they? Chandaha Mundaha Cha. Chandascha Mundascha. In Sanskrit, you can make one end or you can make as many ends as ends as possible. Shumbha Shumbaha Cha Nishumbaha. Sorry. Chandaha Cha Mundaha Cha. You can say Chanda Mundau. Chandamundav is equal to Chandaha cha Mundaha cha. So this Chanda and Munda, servants of Shumba Nishumba. Okay? Shumba Nishumbayoho Bhrityo Chandamundav. Shumba Nishumbayoho Bhrityo Chandamundav. The Shumba Nishumba's servants, two servants, Chanda and Munda, what did they do? Sumanoharam param rupam vibhranam ambikam dadarsha. These are, all Puranas are like that. Always demons will look at, you know, somebody, okay. Sumanoharam param rupam vibhranam ambikam dadarsha. This servants of Shumba and Nishumba, the Chanda Mundas, Chandaha Mundaha. These two people are servants of Shumba Nishumba. They had seen Dadarsha Drishtavantau. Dadarsha witness Drishtavantau. Apashyatam Drishtavantau. Whom did they see? Ambikam Drishtavantau. So Chanda and Munda saw Ambika, Devi. They saw Devi. And how was Devi? Sumanoharam param rupam vibhranam. They saw Devi having, vibhrana means having. They saw Devi having param rupam, different form. Sumanoharam param rupam, very beautiful, attractive, different form, thereby known as Kaushiki. Okay, this Chanda and Munda, servants of Shumba Nishumba, saw Ambika Devi. They saw Devi having, Devi in, Devi possessing or having, or Devi appearing in very beautiful, attractive, different form. Okay? Thereby known as Kaushiki. So they saw Kaushiki Devi. And now remember, who is Kaushiki? Kaushiki who emerged from Parvati. Okay? It means for Devi Ambika only, Parashakti only is known as Kaushiki. Okay. They saw Kaushiki. They saw Ambika, Devi. And they saw her not in ordinary form, they saw her in a very beautiful, attractive form. Sumanoharam, very attractive. Very beautiful, highly beautiful, attractive. Different form, they saw her in different form. Ambika Madrasha. So, Shumba Nishumbayoho Bhrityau Chandaha Mundaha Cha Sumanoharam Param Rupam Vibhranam Ambikam Dadarsha Dishtavantau. Okay. Tabhyam Shumbhaya Chakhyata Ativa Sumanohara. Tabhyam Shumbhaya Chakhyata Sati Vasumanohara Kapyaste Stri Maharaja Bhasayanti Himachalam Tabhyam Shumbhaya Chakhyata Sati Vasumanohara Kapyaste Stri Maharaja Bhasayanti Himachalam Tabhyam Shumbhaya Chakhyata Sati Vasumanohara Kapyaste Stri Maharaja Bhasayanti Himachalam. Now he's hearing, Hey Maharaja, Maharaja, Hey Maharaja, O great king, Ativa Sumanohara. See, Mano, please make a note, Manaha Harati Iti Manohara. Manaha harati iti manohara. Manohari, manoharaha, manohari. All words mean the same. the one who attracts the mind, draws the mind, pulls the mind towards itself. That's the mana mohini, manoharaha, means she who draws, pulls the mind towards herself. Bhagavan Krishna is called also manoharaha. No, manohara, that's the meaning of the word manohara. One who draws the mind towards himself, pulls the mind. Manaha harati iti manoharaha, manohari, manoharini, manohari, manohara. So many anthams are there. Anyway. Su manohara means what? Very beautiful. Very attractive is what? Sumanohara. Ativa sumanohara. Very, very beautifully attractive. To say ativa sumanohara, ka apistri. Ka apistri means what? Ka apistri. Himachalam bhasayanti aste. Himachalam bhasayanti. See, bhasayati illumines. Bhasayan, shatru anta shabda. In strilinga, bhasayanti illumining, bhasayati illumines. Third person, present tense verb. Bhasayan, illumining person. Bhasayanti, illumining she. So, Himachalam bhasayanti, illumining the whole mountain, snow mount Himachalam. The mountain Himalaya, aste, asti, aste means asti, is there. Whose is there? Kapi stri. Kapi stri. See, make a note. This Shumba Nishu, this Chanda Munda, they saw Ambika and they came back. Now they are addressing the king Shumba Nishumba. Okay, they are telling Shumba, please make. This here the word Maharaja is addressed. Who is addressed as Maharaja? Shumba is addressed as Maharaja. Make a note. It's not that Rishi is talking. Now this Chanda and Munda, the demons, servants of Shumba Nishumba, they saw Devi and they came and they're addressing, they're telling now the king Shumba. Hey Maharaja Shumba, that's the meaning. O king, ativa sumanohara kapi stri. There is some woman. Okay. They don't know who Devi was. There is someone. There's a woman. Some woman. Yaro pen. Epsilonga. Kapi stri. There is a woman. And she's very highly beautifully attractive. And she's there illumining the whole Himalayas. She's there illumining, making the whole Himalayas shine. She is there. Sa aste Himalayam bhasayanti kapistri. Kapistri Himalayam bhasayanti aste. Sa tabhyam shumbaya akhyada. Sa that Devi, tabhyam means what? To them. Fourth case. To those, to by those two, by third case, by those two demons, servants, Chanda and Munda, that Devi, tabhyam, by those Chanda and Munda, Shumbaya Akhyata, she was informed, Shumbaya Akhyata, she was informed to, she was made known to Shumba. Shumbaya Akhyata. That Devi who is there illumining the whole Himalayas and who is highly attractively beautiful was informed to, her presence was informed to Shumba. Shumbaya Akhyata means she was like a story, okay? She was informed. Not she was, her presence was informed to Shumba. Devi Shumbaya Akhyata. Okay. Next, what happened? naiva tadrukva chidrupam drishtam kena chiduttamam jnayatam kapya saudevi grihyatam cha sureshwara. Is what the worst people, servants do the worst things. Okay, see what they are doing. Naiva tadrukva chidrupam drishtam kena chiduttamam jnayatam kapya saudevi Devi Grihyatam Chasureshwara. Now he's addressing Asureshwara. The same Chanda and Munda are addressing the King Shumba. Asureshwara, O Lord of Demons. Asuranam Ishwaraha Asureshwaraha. O Lord of Demons. O King of Demons. Kvachit. Kvachit means nowhere. Kvachit, nowhere. Mean you had to add na. Kvachit means somewhere. Kvachit means somewhere. But na kvachit means what? Nowhere. Yengum. Kenachit by one. So here the na should go with na kenachit. Na kvachit, na kenachit. Nowhere by none. Tadrika uttamam rupam, that sort of best appearance, best form. Uttamam, that sort of best form. Appadipatta oru siranda urupam. Tadrika uttamam rupam na drishtam, that drishtameva has not been seen at all. Nowhere by none, that sort of a beautiful best form has been seen anywhere at all, seen at all. The na should go with kvachit kenachit means na kvachit na kenachit tadrika uttamam rupam drishtameva. Such a beautiful, that sort of a beautiful form has not been seen by none, nowhere. Aso devi ka api jnayatam. Grihyatancha. Asau Devi, this Devi, ka jnayatam. Ka iti jnayatam. Let this Devi be known who it is. Jnayatam. May this Devi be known as who she is. May this Devi be known as who she is. Grihyatancha. And may it be attained, gained by you also. That's the meaning. May this Devi be known as who she is and let her be obtained by you. Let's see the Grihyatam, Gyayatam passive voice sentences. Asau Devi ka api Gyayatam. Ka. Iti jnayata. May the Devi be known as who she is, then may she be obtained by you. Grihyatancha. He continues. Hey Asureshwara, tadrika uttamam rupam kvachit kenachit drishtam nayeva. Such a beautiful, that sort of form, nowhere was seen before. By none was seen. No, not at all. Okay. Next. Sthriratnamapi. So, another meaning is given here for the same verse. I want to know that also. Hey Asureshwara, O King, O Lord of Demons, Tadrika Uttamam Rupam Kvachit Kenachit Drishtam Nayeva. Such a that sort of divine form. Now he puts different meaning also is given. That sort of divine form has not been seen at all by anyone, anywhere. And Asau Kaapi Devi. This Devi is somebody Paradevata. This Devi is someone who is exalted power. This Devi is someone who is exalted power. Svaya jnayatam. Okay. May that fact be known by you that she is somebody, some exalted power. Grihyatamcha means may she be surrendered to for self-protection. May she be surrendered to for self-protection. This is another meaning for that. Okay. One meaning is what? May she be held tightly. May she be surrendered to. May she be known and surrendered to, held tightly for self-protection. This is another meaning. Is it clear? Sthriratnamapi charvangi dyotayanti dishastvisha. Sthriratnamapi charvangi dyotayanti dishastvisha. Satu tishthati daityendra tambhavan drashtumarhati. Sthriratnamapi charvangi dyotayanti dishastvisha. Satu tishthati daityendra tam bhavan drashtumarhati. Sthriratnamapi charvangi dyotayanti dishastvisha. Satu tishthati daityendra tam bhavan drashtumarhati. Now, hey daityendra. See how many words. First he said daityendra. Now this Chandamunda will not leave. Chandamunda going on talking about Devi. Hmm. They are addressing again. Hey Daityendra. Again Daityendra. Daitya means demon. First he said Asureshwara. Same meaning is what? Daityendra. O Lord of demons. Indrana, Lord. O Lord of demons. A lot of demons, Daityendra. Ati Charvangi means Ati Charu Angi. Ati Charu Angani Yasyaha. Sa Ati Charu Angi. Ati Charvangi. The end sandhi has happened. Ati Charu. Ati very Charu beautiful. Angani limbs. Yes, yaha, she who has. The one who is endowed with very beautiful limbs, she is called Aticharvangi. Aticharu angani yes, yaha, sa Aticharvangi. Alagi angangale udayaval. Aticharvangi. Aticharvangi. No, he daityendra. Aticharvangi, O Lord of demons, the Devi who is ended with beautiful limbs, Sthriratnam, gem among women. The gem among women, gem of women, Sthriratnam, sa to Tusha, sa, she, that Devi of beautiful limbs, gem of women, Tusha, Tush means luster glow. Tusha by the glow, by her glow, by her effulgence. Tush means glow. Tusha by glow, by her glow, by her effulgence. Dishaha dyotayanti. Dishaha, all directions. Dishaha is an objective plural of dish, dik. Dish, dik means direction. Dishaha, directions, objective plural. Disaihalai. Dishaha dyotayanti. Dyotayati illumines, like prakashayati, bhasayati, same meaning. Bhasayati, prakashayati, dyotayati, same meanings. So dyotayanti is what? Illumining, present participle. Illumining, vilangat cheithu kondu. Dyotayanti tishtati. So she remains, she stays, she remains illumining all directions by her glow, effulgence. Who is she? The gem of women, that highly beautiful, she who is of beautiful limbs, remains illuminating all the directions by her glow, by her effulgence. Bhavan tam drashtum arhati. Bhavan tam drashtum arhati. You deserve that position to see her. Tam drashtum arhati means Bhavan tam drashtum arhati. You deserve the position to see her. Bhavan tam drashtum arhati. Okay. How is Devi? Devi tishtati. Devi remains. How? Dishaha dyotayanti. How does she illuminate their directions? Tusha. So illumine sa Devi, who is of beautiful limbs, gem of women, by her own glow, effulgence, illuminating all directions, she is there. You deserve the position to see her. One meaning. Another meaning is given. Hey Daityendra, O king of demons, Sa Stri Ratnam Atichārvangi. I'm changing the adjectives now. First I said Atichārvangi Stri Ratnam. Now I'm saying Sa Stri Ratnam Atichārvangi. Stri Ratnam is what? She is exalted among all the devatas. Earlier I said gem of women. Now another meaning given is a completely different meaning. O king, or king of demons, Sa Stri Ratnam, that exalted power of all the devatas, that she, the exalted power of all the devatas, Atichārvangi, is of very beautiful form. So that exalted power of all the devatas is of very beautiful form. Tvisha dishaha dyotayanti tishtati. The same meaning. She remains illuminating all directions with her by her own glow, effulgence. Bhavan tam drashtum tu arhati. You deserve only to see her. I mean, you can only have her darshanam. You can only have her darshanam. You can only have her darshanam. You can only see her through your eyes. That's all meaning. This is the actual meaning, it seems. Okay. Yani ratnani manayo gajashwadini vai prabho. Yani ratnani manayo gajashwadini vai prabho. Trailokyetu samastani sampratam bhanti te grihe. Yani ratnani manayo gajashwadini vai prabho. Trailokyetu samastani sampratam bhanti te grihe. He's saying, so prabho, Prabho means O Lord. He Prabho, O Lord. Prabho, Ukaranta Pullinga Shabda. Therefore, in vocative case, Prabho. So we all have to call Prabhuji, He Prabho. He Prabho means what? O Prabhu, O Lord. Yani Ratnani Manayaha Gajashwadini. Okay, let me, next word. Trailokye, He Prabho, O Lord, Trailokye, in all three worlds, in all three worlds, Gaja Ashwa Adini, Gaja elephant, Ashwa horse, Adini, etc. Yane Kudirai Mudaliya. Gaja Ashwa Adini, elephant, horse, etc. Ratnani. Ratnani means what? Precious gems. Okay, no. First here, Gajashwadi, please make note. Gaja Ashwadi Ratnani means the best of the species. See, the best of Gajashwadini Ratnani means Gajashwadini Ratnani means the best of species such as elephant, horse, etc. The best of the species such as in their own respective species. The best of the elephants, the best of the horses. What did we say? Okay. So Gajashwadi Ratnani means the best of different species of beings such as elephants, horses, etc. Gajashwadi Ratnani. Then Manayaha, precious gems. Manayaha, Manihi Mani Manayaha. Manayaha, precious gems. Because Ratnam also means gem. Mani also means gem. So first Ratnam should go with the, see the adjective. Called Samanadikaranyam. Such way you have to take the meaning. Gajashwadini Ratnani. Ratnani should go as adjective of Gajashwadini. So the best of different species, best of beings of different species such as horses, elephant hearts, etc. Then Manayaha, the best gems, precious gems. Yani, those which are Tani, all of them. Samastani, all those things are to Te Grihe in your palace. Te Grihe in your palace. Sampratam bhanti. Sampratam means now. Idanim, aduna. Sampratam bhanti, they shine. Why? This is well known. Let me tell you again. What he says, oh my God, oh Lord, see, Chanda and Munda telling Nishumba, oh Lord, look at this. In all the three worlds, whatever is the best, all the best in three worlds are in your house. Okay? You have the best of everything in three worlds in your house. The best of elephants, the best of horses, the best of gems, the best of everything, whatever is there in this universe, they're all in your palace. They're all shining now. This is well known. So now what is missing? Devi is missing. You get them also. That's the meaning. So what they say, O Lord, Trailokye, in all three worlds, Gajashwadi Ratnani, the best gems of species of elephants, hearts, etc., the best of precious stones, Yani, whatever is there, Tani, Sarmastani, all of them, whatever the best of gems, precious stones are there, whatever best of beings such as horses and elephants are there, Tani Samastani, all of them are shining in your house now. This is well known. Okay. If we want Tamil, O Lord, மூ உலகங்களிலும் யானை குதிரை அந்தந்த ஸ்பீஷீஸினுடைய சிறந்தவை எல்லாம் ரத்னங்களும் யாழல் எதுவெல்லாம் உண்டோ அதெல்லாம் உம்முடைய வீட்டிலே விளங்குகின்றன. This is well known. Okay. Next, there's another meaning also. Hey Prabhu, O Lord, யானி கஜாஸ்வாதீனி ரத்னானி மணயஹா சாம்பிரதம் தே கிருஹே பாந்தி தானி சமஸ்தானி த்ரைலோக்கியே டு வை. What he says, O Lord, those beings such as elephants, horses, etc., best things, best gems, whatever they are there in your house shining, all of them are there in three worlds also. Look at this. You put the word, put them in different order, meaning use different meaning comes. Whatever is there in your house, the best of things, they're all there in all three worlds also. What is implied here, it seems, the Chanda Munda, they're addressing the Sumba, they're saying, you must be careful listening to these servants. If you go and try to grab Devi, then what happens? Whatever now is shining in your house, all as yours, they will all be in the world later on. They won't be with you. It's like a warning, it seems. If you try to bring Devi, grab Devi, then whatever best of things are shining in your house, they will be in the world where they should be. Prabho, yani gajashwadi ratnani manayaha sampratam te grihe bhanti tani sarvani trailokyetu vai. Trailokyetu bhavanti. It's like an also advice. It's another meaning also given for that.
Swamini, can I ask you
how
the word Vibhrana came, Swamini?
Yeah, Vibharti.
Sorry?
Vibharti. The verb is Vibharti. Vibharti is a verb. It's a different conjugation. I have to teach you that. Vibharti means Bharati, possesses. Vibhrana means possessing, having. Okay, that's fine. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.